Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett joining us right now. We're taking a look at the National Guard shooting that took place last week since we last talked with you, Brad, and what we know up to this point. You know, we all heard and we talk about after one of these things happened about how law enforcement is trying to track down to stop incidents like this before it happens. But how do you determine who's likely to commit one of these violent acts?
Well, predicting is a dicey business, and most of us try to avoid that. You look for the vulnerabilities or liabilities, things that make people possibly more prone, or their own actual behavior will tell you things. For example, if someone is information is received that they're actually planning an attack, or planning to shoot up a school or whatever, those folks many times are stopped, arrested, et cetera, on the front end. But so much of the time, you don't really have that information. I mean, are they planning? Are they doing, getting ready to go do something? Unless they're talking about it online or somebody comes forward, you're not going to know. The issue with this person from Afghanistan, who we brought over because he helped us during the Afghan war, is an example of somebody that strikes me as, was he vetted on the front end? The answer is yes. Now, I don't know what that means as far as they're concerned. Did he do background checks? Does he have connections to extremist groups? What does his online profile look like? My guess is, at least on the front end, none of that became relevant or an issue. And so as he moved from Afghanistan probably to another one of our military bases for further vetting, and then eventually would come to the United States, in his case in the fall of 2021, he came into that community and then at some point asked for asylum, and the current administration gave him asylum in April of this year. But to the point of, were people still doing background checks on him? The answer is, I think, yes. Was anybody actually talking to him eyeball to eyeball with any regularity? I guess the answer is no. And I say that only because back, I think in 2023, an unknown person came forward to a refugee nonprofit that works with folks like these folks from Afghanistan and said that, this guy was basically locking himself in a bedroom, wouldn't talk to his wife or kids. This person felt that he was possibly suicidal and that he would take cross-country drives, which obviously has been alleged in this case. Now, let's be clear. Everything I just mentioned is not against the law. However, it's pretty dysfunctional and troubling behavior, which could make him vulnerable to either convincing himself to go do something. And I think mental health probably plays into this case also. But if you don't know those things and the people that are doing the vetting aren't really trained or have the time or the manpower to do what I'm talking about, then you're going to have people that fall through the cracks. Because obviously a mass majority of them are fine. They work, they support their family, et cetera. But it becomes a really thorny issue. And, you know, law enforcement in particular doesn't have the time, energy, manpower, et cetera, to keep track of every person that may have some issues. But somebody in cases like this really need to think deeply. I mean, if you handed me his case based on what he did in Afghanistan, tracking down Taliban fighters for the CIA and the U.S. military, I mean, he's going to have possibly PTSD issues. There's all sorts of behavioral things that may not be apparent on the surface. But, you know, I'm not being critical of anybody here, but the point being, we're not really designed or set up, and neither is law enforcement. They don't have the time or the energy to sort of keep track of people, because that's really sort of the key. That won't be perfect either, but at least you'd have more information.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like the system failed here, but you know, people used to travel to become radicalized. Now you can do it in your own home, right?
Right. And yeah, that's exactly right. But we don't really know what went on with this kid. Did he get radicalized online? Was he just so troubled and brought so much baggage with him from Afghanistan that he ultimately turns against the people who helped him? Well, he obviously helped them on the front end. But the issue is, what did happen? What was the interaction, or was there any interaction? So we just don't know the answer to that.
Will we ever?
My guess is the answer is yes. And it's very possible that law enforcement already knows that. I mean, if he was doing anything online, they've already found that. Who is he communicating with? At some point, that will all come out. I think he's still alive. There's been no update, I don't think, about what his health status is. But predictably, he'll go to court. He might go to trial. So, yes, I think you'll get some answers of some form or fashion.
Brad, thank you, as always. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Brad
You're
Garrett,
welcome. Take care.
Crime and terrorism analyst here on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.